Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. On behalf of Pastors David and Nicole Binion, thank you for joining us today at the Dwell Church Podcast. For more information about Dwell Church, visit us at dwell.church. Now, let's listen to today's message.
I'm going to talk to you today from the book of Ezekiel. Before I do, I just want to sing a little bit of this. Come alive, come alive, come alive, dry bones. Come alive, come alive, come alive, dry bones. Awake, arise, inhale the light. Come alive. Oh, come alive, come alive, come alive, dry bones. Come alive, come alive, come alive, dry bones. Awake, arise, inhale the light. Come alive, come alive. I just want to share some notes. I won't be long. This whole service, we wanted to come with worship and prayer, and essentially that be our theme, because I believe God's calling his church to a place of prayer. In this season, in this crisis, God is walking right in the middle of it, calling his people to rediscover the power of a bended knee. I'll tell you this, heaven will never be poured out on a complacent heart, on a dry heart. So he's calling his people to find a place, a face place, a safe place to cry out, to repent for the sins of the world, for the sins of the nation, for the sins. So I just want to read these notes. I've been reading a book from an incredible evangelist, Mario Murillo, and from a new book. Everyone knows something is coming. Contemplate that. Everyone knows something is coming. By the Spirit of God, everyone knows something is coming. In every age, Satan unleashes a weapon of mass deception. Heaven is not passive nor surprised. God cannot be fooled. He not only stays ahead of the wiles of evil, he exploits them for his own purpose. At the approach of evil, God recruits people. At the approach of evil, God recruits people. He yearns to express his supremacy over evil through purified vessels. And presently, God is conducting the most aggressive search for available servants in American history, in the history of the world. To understand what's coming, we must visit the Valley of Dry Bones. As far as Ezekiel can see, they're bones. Bleached, dry bones. To the north and the south, the east and the west, nothing but bones. The message to the prophet is graphic. There is no life here. That's what he's saying. There is no life here. None. From above the valley, a voice of the Lord thunders a question. Can these bones live? That's Ezekiel 37. Ezekiel doesn't answer right away. Who knows what he's contemplating? And finally says, only you know. Then And a first for any prophet, he's asked to prophesy something that he can't imagine. What happens next is at once terrifying and glorious. So I prophesied as I was commanded, and as I prophesied, there was a noise, and suddenly a rattling, and the bones came together, bone to bone. Indeed, as I looked, the sinews and the flesh came upon them, and the skin covered them over, but there was no breath in them. Also, he said to me, prophesy to the breath, prophesy, son of man, and say to the breath, thus says the Lord, come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe on these slain that they may live. So I prophesied as he commanded me, and breath came into them, and they lived and stood up on their feet, an exceedingly great army. This is at a time in the life of God's people, the life of Israel, where there is no hope. They've abandoned God, and there is no hope. That's the first point. Verse 11 of this chapter. Then he said to me, son of man, these bones are the whole house of Israel. They indeed say, our bones are dry, our hope is lost, and we ourselves are cut off. How it echoes the church today. The second point is the major point. God will come out of nowhere. When everything is past hope, he will restore life. Why? So that we may know that he is God and he alone has done it. Hold on to that truth. God always begins with a secret promise. He knows his servants and brands them with that secret. Amos, the third chapter, the seventh verse says, surely the Lord God does nothing unless he reveals his secret to his servants, the prophets. This creates a prisoner of hope. Ezekiel saw the molecule scrambling vision of bones restored to life. He saw it. God told him a secret, and he's marked for life. May you hear the whisper of God's voice, the promise that he's releasing in this hour, and may it mark you. Ezekiel is separated from humanity by a promise. Twin emotions collide within him. He must carry the prediction of something that is at once unimaginable, yet undeniable. We all know that something is coming to the earth. We can't exactly get our finger on it, but we know the Spirit of God is at work. What God is warring to do in America is like the valley of dry bones. It's impossible. It's an impossible task to see America turn. In order for it to happen, it must bring life where no life exists. And it happens in a way that no man can take credit. Only God can do a thing like this. But everyone knows that it's coming. The church, the bride, the sleeping giant feels the rumble in the earth. There's a groan, a cry for the sons of God to rise up and be revealed. Something's coming. Joel, the second chapter. He said, I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. Young men will dream dreams. Old men will see visions. I'll pour out my spirit on my handmaidens, and they'll prophesy. Everyone knows it's coming. Our children, full of the Holy Spirit poured out upon our young ones, will prophesy. We all know it's coming. But only a people that will refuse to be complacent anymore. They'll step up. They'll cry out. They'll contend for the Holy Spirit, the fire of the Holy Ghost to be poured out once again. And before we sing this final song, I just want our team to all, I want you to come over and gather with me as close as you can. Everybody, I just want to start with Gracie, give me your hand and join hands with everybody on the stage. John, come up here. Tanner, come up here. We're going to pray. We're going to pray. We are going to reach heaven with our cry, with the fire in our heart to see God move. We refuse to let him pass us by. He's moving in the earth right now, in this hour, in this crisis, and God has a plan. And we all know that something is coming. Tanner, I want you to pray first. I want you to get a mic. I don't know what they want you to get. Maybe John's going to help you. And I want you to begin to cry out. We're going to pray. Young and old, men and women, we're going to cry out to God for the move that we know has to come to the earth. And then we're going to sing this final song. But Tanner, just pray. Open up your mouth and pray.
Lord, we just cry out on behalf of your bride, Lord. We pray that you would put such a groan in the soul of your bride, Lord. Such a cry in her heart, Lord, that you would move her, God, from a place of complacency, Lord, to a place of passion, God. We just thank you that you would beautify her again, God. Purify your bride. Give her eyes of fire, Lord. Revive her heart. Revive her first love for you. We pray that your bride would just remove everything that is not Jesus, and that she would return, Lord, to her face, return to seeking you in Jesus. We just say, come quickly. We just say, come quickly. Break the seal. Open the scroll. Come quickly, Lord. We just pray, Father, for every single heart, Lord, in your church, that the hearts would just have such a desire for you that we've never had before, Lord. We pray that you would take your church to her knees, Lord, to a place of cry, to a place of groaning, Father. And Lord, there's the Spirit and the bride say, come. We just say, come, Lord. Come fill us again. Come touch us again, God. Lord, where there's complacent hearts, Lord, we just say, awaken us again. Awaken us again, Father. Fill us with fire. Holy Spirit, we pray that you would burn in us again, Lord. Burn in us once more, Lord. We just bless your bride, Lord. Let her seek you and love you like never before. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name.
Just feel led to pray over the state of Texas. I hear the Spirit asking us, can Texas live? Can this region of North Dallas live? And we, the remnant of your church in this area, we rise up and we say, yes, yes, Texas can live and North Dallas can live. These dry bones are coming together. Bone to bone and tendons and flesh are beginning to form over the city, over the state. Send revival. We say yes. We say yes. Wherever you're sitting, wherever you're standing, if you feel that you're part of that remnant here in Texas, rise up and shout yes. Yes. Come alive, Texas. Come alive, Dallas. Come alive, McKinney and Plano. Come alive.
Come on, Nicole, I want you to pray.
You said in the last days you would pour out your spirit on all flesh. And we declare we will not miss this outpouring. We will be right in the middle of what you are doing, Holy Spirit. So even right now, we lift our hands, we extend our hands to you, Jesus, Holy Spirit. We say we receive the outpouring. Why don't you do that just right now, wherever you are with your families? Don't be awkward. This isn't awkward. Why don't you just put your hands out like this and say, Holy Spirit, I want a fresh baptism. I want the fresh outpouring of your Holy Spirit. I receive it in Jesus' name. I receive it in my home. I receive it in my family. I receive it. I will lay hands on the sick and they will recover. I will be a part of the great outpouring of what you're doing in these last days. Holy Spirit, we will be right in the middle, right in the middle, right in the middle, yeah. Oh, oh,
oh. Oh. Nicole, I want you to tell them last week, was it last week, when you were feeling the fire, these electrical currents inside of you, were trying to figure out exactly what was going on. I want you to just share that, because that's what God's doing.
A few weeks ago, I was actually watching, this is what God is doing through social media. I was watching an Instagram live of Pastor Alex Seeley from Nashville, Tennessee. She and her husband pastor the Belonging Church there, and she was ministering on the Holy Spirit, and she just began to just pray over Instagram Live for people to receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit. And I've at the age of 12, I received the baptism of the Holy Spirit, but I began to feel the power and the awakening of the Holy Spirit just coming into my body. And so for the next couple of days, I actually went into a season. I had an ear infection. I wasn't quite sure what was going on with me physically. I had no fever, but as I laid in bed with this ear infection, I kept feeling heat in my chest and in different parts of my body. I would feel energy really in my body, and I thought, do I have a fever? What's going on? And as I lay there one night, just praying and seeking the Lord, I just heard Holy Spirit say, this is what I'm doing in you. This is what you received last night over Instagram Live. As you stretched out your hands and you said, as I stretched out my hands and said, Holy Spirit, give me a fresh baptism. Then for 2 days after that, I just began to feel, not knowing at first what it was, but the power of the Holy Spirit in my body. And so that may sound really strange to some of you, but I believe that that is available for you right now. You may have no idea what we're talking about. You may not even be a believer of Jesus Christ, but this is available for you. And so while we're right here, I just want to say, if you, whatever you're feeling the presence of Jesus, that is what you're feeling. If you've been lost, hopeless, I think all of us, as we've been going through this in our nation, so many questions fill our mind. What is happening? And so I believe the presence of Jesus is there, right there with you, wherever you're watching this. And so I want you to pray this prayer with me right now. If you are not a believer, but you sense the presence of Jesus and you say, whatever it is they're talking about, I want it. So why don't you just pray this with us right now? Say, dear Heavenly Father, I come to you right now, and I recognize my need for a Savior. I'm feeling your presence, and I want to open my heart to you. And I want you to fill my heart. I want you to be the King of my heart. I want you to be the King of my life. So I surrender it now to you. And I say, Jesus, take over my life. And so now you've just received Jesus. So now there's more. There's more, because as the church celebrated last weekend, the death and the resurrection of Jesus Christ, 50 days later was what we celebrate, what we call Pentecost, which is when the Holy Spirit filled a room and the church of the living God was born. And believers that were waiting on the Holy Spirit, as they just waited on him and he began to fill them, they were endued with power. power, this power to overcome. How do we overcome what we're facing? How do we have hope and life and future? It's because we have the power of the Holy Spirit living on the inside of us, and that is available to you. So right now, again, why don't you just reach out your hands and say, Holy Spirit, I receive you. Holy Spirit, fill me. Holy Spirit, fill me. And you may feel a heat in your body. You may, this is what we believe. We believe that one of the gifts of the Holy Spirit is what we call our prayer language or speaking in tongues. That is just a way that we can pray to the Father. And no one even knows what we're saying. We don't even know what we're saying. But it is a language. The Spirit intercedes through us. And so I just believe even right now in your homes, you may have been a believer for years, but you have never received the Holy Spirit, the baptism of the Holy Spirit with the evidence of speaking in tongues. That is available for you. So why don't you just reach out? Come on. I just feel a boldness and a courage coming over you right now. That's what it's going to take in these last days. So Holy Spirit, we receive the baptism of your Holy Spirit with power. And I believe that some of you may even just begin speaking in tongues right now. Come on, let's just intercede in the Spirit. It's not hard. It's nothing that you have to make up. But why don't you just begin to say, I love you, Jesus. I love you, Jesus. Just close your eyes and reach out your hands and just say, I receive. I love you, Jesus. I love you, Jesus. Sora baba kasandere beko sora bakasate. As you're speaking words in English, I believe as you just close your eyes and as you tell the Holy Spirit that you receive him, you can begin speaking in this heavenly language. That is such a beautiful gift, and it is available. So Holy Spirit, we receive you. We receive what you're doing in these last days, and we want to be a part of it.
Thank you for joining us today at the Dwell Church Podcast. For more information about Dwell Church, visit us at dwell.church.